Hey everyone, welcome back to the Camera Shack Podcast. I'm your host, Logan, and today we're going to be talking about the Springfield Wizarding Weekend. But not this year, not last year, 2023. We're going all the way back. Now, I'm going to be real. This was a long time ago. So don't get angry if I can't remember literally anything. This will probably not be too long of an episode because of that. So let's just start from the beginning. So Springfield is a city, maybe we're too far back, in Ohio. And they did a wizarding weekend kind of thing. So basically, there is a heritage center downtown Springfield. And I don't think they did it last year, but it looked a little different. And I think they did it this year too, and it looked a little different. But when they were doing it back in 2023, they had tables and stuff set up throughout the Heritage Center for you to do activities and things like that, that made you feel like you were a wizard at Hogwarts. They had like decorations and stuff like that. So I attended and took some photos at the event. That's why we're out here. We're talking about it. I went the year before with my friend Michael, but he was not able to make it this year, so he didn't come out with me this year. It was a little different from last year. This year, I don't know if it was 2 days long. I don't remember, but I was only there on Saturday, and I think it was only a one-day event this year. Also, a change was that everything was at the Heritage Center, where last year you kind of had to travel around downtown Springfield a little bit. This year, everything was kind of just at the actual Heritage Center itself, and they had like little vendors and stuff out front for people selling trinkets and things like that that were at least mildly wizardy kind of related. So some of the stuff they had inside, you could make little potions like with scraps of paper and stuff like that. They had runes, so you could try to decipher runes by doing like a replacement cipher. They had a little Hogwarts Express and platform 9 3/4 poster. They had Hagrid there welcoming people in. Let's see here. They had a insect / I don't know another word for an insect, but like spiders and stuff like that guy there. And he was letting people, like, I don't know if he actually let people hold some of his spiders. But he was there showing off his spiders and his insects and stuff like that. They also had some people, falconry people there. So they had an owl that you could look at. I don't know. Once again, I don't know if you were allowed to touch the owl. I don't remember. But there was definitely an owl there because I took photos of it. They also had like a little IR blaster wand, I guess, where you take the wand and you point it at the wall like a sign, and it would, I think the sign talked and would tell you stuff. I don't really remember. But like somehow you could, there's a poster, and it said that you could move the wand a certain way, and it would then actually say or do something. This is a very informative video. And then towards the end of the day, we had some Hogwarts trivia for some of the harder core Hogwarts people. And at the very end of the day, we had a little party. So there was like dancing. There was a DJ there, and that was actually a lot of fun. There was like, it was like a great, like a hall, and it was set up to look like a great hall from Hogwarts. And there was like floating lights, on the ceiling, and they had, I don't know where it's from, but they had like the barbecue and stuff like that. And then the very last thing is they had some people doing, fire acrobats. I'm not sure the exact word you would use, but they had like a a ball, they lit it on fire, and they swung it around. You know, and like the swords, and they light the swords on fire, and they swing it. So I guess now that I've rambled about what the event is, I can get into some of the photography stuff. So this will mainly be photography. I did not take any videos. If I did take videos, I remember taking videos. It's mainly photos. And so I once again used my trusty mirrorless Canon camera. And at the start of the day, I mainly used my 70-200. No flash. And then towards the end of the day, near like when the dancing and stuff started, I swapped to my 50 millimeter. Sorry, guys. My 50 millimeter f1.2 lens. Now, last year, let me phrase that. The year before, I used an 85 millimeter and it turned out really well. This year, I used a 50 millimeter and the photo still turned out well. But I will say, I definitely think I prefer the 50 millimeter 1.2. Sorry, I prefer the 80 mil. It's getting late, guys. I prefer the 85 millimeter f1.2 over the 50 millimeter f1.2. And to this day, I still prefer the 85 millimeter. The 85 millimeter is unwieldy. It's super heavy. You can't fit it in like half the camera bags because it's such a large diameter. But I think the image quality is really great, and you get an amazing depth of field when you actually shoot and you stop down and shoot at f1.2. But in this case, I'm not using an f1.2. I'm not using the 85 millimeter. I'm using the 50 millimeter. So we can talk about that. A lot of these photos, it was super dark. And so I had to really crank the ISO up all the way to like 8,000 ISO plus. And those shots that are 8,000 ISO, they actually look pretty good. The only thing I don't like it's not the grain that's the problem, but it's the colors. And the coloring being a problem is not a result of the camera, but just because the lighting itself, because it was like kind of like a party and there was like disco lights and stuff like that. So there was lots of like greens and blues and purple hues being thrown about, and that made the photos color wise not really look that great because of that. But as far as the grain, you know, the texture and stuff, that doesn't seem to be that bad at all. It actually seems to be pretty smooth. Now, looking at a few of these other photos, especially, you can't see the phone I'm looking at, but there's an exit sign in the background. And it looks like Professor McGonagall is taking a photo. This has a lot of light smearing on like the exit sign. And let me tell you, I'm pretty sure that this, at the time I took these photos, I was using a ProMist 1/8 filter. Now, I have since stopped using it, and the primary reason is because it looks pretty solid when you have a deliberate light source, like candles or LEDs, and a lot of the photos from like the fire thing look really good with the ProMist filter. Now, the flaw is when you're outside, okay? The ProMist filter just starts to fall apart in the sense where if you're shooting an outside event and you're like trying to be and you're in an area where you're in shade, but you're shooting something that's also in shade, but the background is completely, you know, completely bright because it's a sunny day, then it just makes the image look terrible because it's all like washed out and blurry almost. So I've stopped using it. Just you know, I still have it for when I want to use it deliberately, but I don't really plan on trying to use it too much. Now, going towards the end, just to talk about the photos with the fire, these photos actually I think turned out pretty good as well. I know that I used a pretty slow shutter speed, and I will tell you what that shutter speed is right now for one of them. I used 1/60 exposure, and even shooting at a 50 millimeter focal length, the photo is actually turned out pretty great. It doesn't look, you can slightly tell, like, it's not like sharp, but the photo is totally usable for 1/60 at 50 millimeters. So I have to say that the IBIS stabilization in the camera is actually really, really, really great. And it allows you, even with my 7200, I can shoot at like 1/200. And every, you know, 1 out of 2 photos will be completely usable. So I do think that the IBIS and the mirrorless Canon cameras really do a great job. Overall, I would say that really the biggest problem there was just lighting throughout the whole day being very inconsistent. And there's a lot of places where, you know, it's very dark in some places and very light in some others. And it makes it really hard to get, you know, solid shots. But other than that, it seemed to have worked out pretty well. While I would love to go back again sometime, I don't think they're really doing it anymore in the same way that it existed in the past. I think they've really moved it to being super focused on like a little, like a smaller children event. So it's very unlikely that I will ever end up shooting a Springfield Wizarding event 2025 or 2026 or 2027, you know, etc. But that's perfectly fine. Anyways, hopefully you guys have enjoyed this little episode. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Maybe. Hopefully. Thanks.